We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We want to hear from you. The time your kids embarrassed you in public or made things real awkward. You know, you can't blame them. Kids are so innocent. A lot of times, at least they're really good at playing off that they didn't know what they were doing. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear your story. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. This is inspired by good friends of ours. The beautiful couple, Nick and Latrice. They have two sons, Lakin and Liam. But Lakin is only 4 years of age. And they're a cute couple. She's Filipino. My boy's Mexican, so they're Filimex kids. And Lakin loves, absolutely loves Black Panther, like the movie. Like, it's all, you know how the kids get on replay with a certain movie? Mm-hmm. He absolutely loves it. He, like, admires every character in there, just tells you the story over and over again. And they were going to their brother's baseball game, and they were walking around to get a seat. And all of a sudden, little Lakin, four-year-old, sees an African-American family chilling in the stands. And then he looks up at them and does the Wakanda Forever salute to the family, amazing. Which is, you know, you get both of your arms and you cross in front of your chest. You go Wakanda Forever out of respect. And Latrice's mom was just like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? Like, what do I do in this situation? The family, like, cracked up. They were super cool about it. They, like, did it back. Aww. Yeah, Wakanda Forever. Gave him a hug. It was, like, mad props and respect. But it was like, what is the situation? Like, oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Backfired,
what
do
we do here, right?
What a fun world to live in, though, if you're 4 years old, where you watch the movie Black Panther and you just think, like, every African-American person knows where Wakanda is, and they're down for this, and that, like, Black Panther's not just a fictional movie, it's a documentary of a magical place.
And in some way, shape, or form, they're superheroes, and they're amazing. You know, that's dope right there, man. I'm sure you have stories. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Martin from Chino, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great, bro. Break it down. What happened to you?
So my most embarrassing moment was a family movie night. I don't know if you all seen the movie Sing, the, you know, where they go out doing singing contest.
Yeah, the cartoon movie. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, right. So my 3-year-old at that time, we always tell him, speak up, stand up, be vocal, you know, speak up for yourself.
Yeah, speak your mind when you want to, like, articulate yourself.
Exactly, right? So the scene where the mother piglet goes into the living room, the father piglet's there, and then that exact moment, the whole theater gets quiet. So the father piglet is asleep there on the couch. He's got the food crumbs all over him. He's snoring and everything. My 3-year-old stands up, points, look, Daddy, that's you. The whole theater just abrupts, starts laughing hysterically. People in front just turning around. The lady next to me is like, oh, my goodness. So she's pointing. I turn so red. I just, like, swallowed up into the chair to try to disappear. Oh, my God. Most embarrassing moment. Till this day, he still does not let me live that down. He still brings it up, and he tells other family or friends, like, hey, Dad, do you remember that time? Like, really?
He thinks he just absolutely crushed that joke. He's like, fat pig, crumbs on his face, sleeping on the couch. That's my dad.
Exactly.
Martin, you want to send a shout out to your son real quick?
Yeah, shout out to my son, Adam. He's at home right now. He's listening right now.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. 877-971-HITS. Rita from Santa Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. So tell us about that time your kids made things extremely awkward in public, or they did something embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but it's also kind of funny.
Yeah, for sure.
And my daughter and I, that's my little partner in crime, whenever I am walking down the street and say I run into somebody, it doesn't matter where I am. I could be at the store or wherever. It doesn't matter, park. And if I'm talking to someone and we get really into conversation, oh my gosh, she would just stand there first and I think she's fine. And then suddenly she'd just blurt out, like, blah, 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 blah.
She starts mocking you.
So if you start talking too long to anybody at the store or anywhere in public, she just goes, blah, 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 blah.
Like, blah, blah, blah.
No,
yeah.
No.
I, like, it love did. That.
Kind of sounds like our producer when we're talking too long.
We need your daughter to call in sometimes when we have people running on and on and on. And she's like, blah, 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 blah.
Let's wrap this up now. Let's go. Move it along.
How old is she?
Oh, she's 8. She's 8 years old.
So she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, has she done it to her teacher yet? Because I was like, that's going to be a phone call.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. No, she's not going to. Yeah. I hope she hasn't said that to her teacher. She has a teacher hasn't said anything.
That's one of those things that when a little kid does it to you and you laugh, then they get that positive reinforcement, yeah. And then they think it's a hilarious joke. So they'll be like, blah blah blah. You're like, okay, that's a you and me thing.
Yeah,
definitely don't do it at church.
Wrap it up, minister.
Come on, Rita. Thank you so much for listening to us. A big shout out to your beautiful daughter. I kind of hear her already going blah blah blah. Wrap so that's what I'm trying to wrap it up.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, guys.
Dolores from LA. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yes. Happy day before Friday, Dolores. I love your vibe.
Thanks.
Amor, tell us about that time when your kids embarrassed you in public. What happened?
Well, we got invited to this barbecue. The guy, the husband of this lady, has a tattoo of her face on his arm. But it was like when she, like in the 80s, where you used to use a feather hair, you know, with the hairspray and stuff.
Yeah. Back in the day in the 80s when you used to use Aquanet to get your bangs up.
And that's like a 30-year-old tattoo.
Yeah. And then my son asked my husband, pointing at the tattoo of the guy, he's like, Dad, who's that? Is that Chucky? And we were like, oh my gosh.
Like from Child's Play, the murdering doll, Chucky.
The guy, the face of his wife tattooed on him looked like Chucky, straight up. And your child was honest about it.
Yeah, is that Chucky? And we were like, oh my God. It's like, we didn't know what to say, so we just walked away. We're like, we don't do that.
We didn't hear anything. We don't know what's going on.
Bye. So many parents are agreeing with you right now, the Lotus, of that moment where you don't know what to say to your child and literally just leaving them like, that's not my child.
Gotta go.
No, yeah.
Dolores, what's your son's name? Hook him up with a shout out.
Vicente.
Thank you for listening, Dolores. Have a great week and love
Thank
you guys.
Thank you.
Chels, Brian, has anything like that happened to you guys? Obviously, you're not parents yet, but Brian, I'm sure you've been around tons of kids. You were a teacher at one point.
I was going to it was a really serious day. I believe it was a communion, first communion for one of my cousins. And I was living with my aunt at the time in Seattle, and I was with my cousin Eamon, who was 4 or 5 at the time. Yeah. And we were on our way out. We were running late. And then he gets this panic look on his face. And I realized, like, he just pooped his pants.
Oh, no.
Right? Man. And he had a... So I'm like, oh, buddy. So I, like, run back inside. I'm cleaning him all up and stuff. And he's like crying and he's all sad. And to make him feel better, I was like, buddy, don't worry, man. I've also pooped my pants before in my life, right? And it made him feel better. Then as we're walking into, like, this reception, he can't stop telling everybody, Brian pooped his pants. Like, he says, like, 100 times. It's the only thing he would say.
That's like he was introducing you with a hashtag.
He's like, take all the attention off me. Just put it on Brian. For me, I was babysitting my friend's nieces. They're about 4 or 5. Yeah. I took them to the mall, because why not? Mm-hmm. And we were in, like, the food court area. And there's this couple sitting next to us, and one of them goes, oh, look at the funny fat man, and points at this couple next to us.
Chelsea.
And then the other one chimes in. She's like, yeah, he's fat. And I go, and then I was like panicking, and I'm like, you guys, that's not very nice. You shouldn't say that. And so they go, yeah, but isn't he fat? So they bring it down to like a whisper, but they like still continue saying it. And the guy's just looking at me, and I'm like, sorry.
So the guy's probably thinking, you're the mom. He's like, wow, really? That's the way you raise your children?
No. Well, next time you got to tell him you can call him a gordito, because Edgar says that's an endearing way to call somebody chubby.
Listen, for those of you that are bilingual and speak Spanish, you know that saying gordito or gordita is endearing. It doesn't translate to English saying little fatty. It doesn't translate the same, but it's very endearing.
But see, I just think of like the Taco Bell menu. A gordito? I don't think that's a polite way to call someone.
But isn't that delicious and good?
Fat taco. Yeah.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.